Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
The director of one of the last partially functioning hospitals in northern Gaza has said the territory is now totally destroyed. Dr. Mohamed Salah, who's head of the Al Auda Hospital, which is supported by ActionAid Ireland, said that the hospital is encircled by IDF troops, and those people left in the facility face dire shortages of fuel, medication and food. Local people are forced to bring the injured to the hospital on donkeys or on their shoulders, as the hospital's ambulances have been destroyed by bombing. After being not able to contact the outside world for a week, we finally made contact with Dr. Salah just before we came on air, and I first asked him what sort of cases he's dealing with in the hospital right now.
Actually, we deal with many cases every day. Dozens of injuries is coming to our emergency department. There is no ambulances in the north in Gaza. The people is used to bring the injured from the field. They are carrying them in their shoulders or carrying them by donkeys or bicycles. Actually, the health sector is totally destroyed in the north in Gaza. Only Al Auda Hospital is providing the surgical intervention.
Can I ask you one item that you told us about there? That there are no hospital, no ambulances, and that patients are being carried in on the shoulders of other people or on donkeys or on bicycles. Mm. How wounded are those patients?
All kinds of wounded. All kinds. Head trauma. They are bringing on a donkey, bringing head trauma. Now we are make a deal with a donkey driver who is a driving donkey. We as a hospital make a deal with them to bring the patient between Kamal Adwan Hospital and Al Auda Hospital. We as a hospital make a deal because there's no way the Israeli occupation forces destroyed our two ambulances, totally destroyed, because they are bombing who is moving the north in Gaza. So only we use the donkeys. So we as a hospital contracted the one who is driving donkey to refer the cases between Kamal Adwan Hospital and Al Auda Hospital.
And your hospital has now been encircled by the armed forces of Israel for the last week or so. Is that still the situation?
Yeah, they have seized Al Auda Hospital 8 days. We are totally under siege, so nobody can come from outside or nobody can move. But 4 days ago, they are withdraw, but withdraw like 500 meters. Far from Al Auda, so we can move between Kamal Adwan Hospital and Al Auda Hospital. But the movement is not easy because there is a quadcopter and they are bombing the people who is moved in Al Auda, in the streets, mm-hmm. in the old north in Gaza Strip. Only one surgeon, and he is an elderly man. He is 65 years old and he is sick also.
Dr. Salah, are you effectively trapped in that one surgeon, all of the doctors, all of the patients? Are you effectively trapped in the hospital at the moment? And how many people are in there?
Yes, now all of our departments are full today. Today now, evacuating this, we had 58. Now I have 39 inside the hospital. It's inpatient, but every day we received from 70 to 100 injuries every day.
What about food and medical supplies? What's the situation like in Al Auda Hospital?
Actually, before 3 months, we don't receive any of medical supplies and medication. We now the fuel we have the fuel only for Sunday. After Sunday, the hospital is totally out of service. And now I am talking with you, and I am turned off the generator. We have a small generator to running this to recharge our batteries, and stopping 3 hours and working the batteries is giving us another 3 hours. And after that, still without electricity with 3 hours and running the generator another 3 hours. It's like to save because we don't have that much quantities of fuel.
Okay.
If I don't do like that, the Auda hospital will be stopped before 1 week, totally out of service.
So after Sunday...
And about food, really, we are in a famine. We are only eating with patient only one meal because the patient and the patient caregiver can't go outside to buy. There is no market. There is no association. Nobody is giving aid outside. So we have to feed our patients here and our staff.
So
every day we are feed more than 200 patients and staff and patient caregiver inside the hospital, and it's too much. Only we eat one meal now because there is no no food here.
That's a desperate situation. What is the IDF looking for then? They've encircled your hospital, even though they've withdrawn it a little bit, you say. What will cause them to leave and leave you alone and allow you to treat patients?
They need all the people from the north go to the south. They need the north in Gaza clear with people, because they are bombing the houses of people who is, before 2 days, they are bombing one building, 250 persons inside this building. 120 directly killed. 40 is under rubble till now. More than 55 of them as injured. Some of them still impatient and some of them discharged. Why? It's all family. They are families. Take decision to stay. They will punish them by killing them, by bombing their houses. And also there is now no shelter, no hospital, no school. What is happening, it's like, as we are told, that they need northern Gaza empty from the people.
Presumably the IDF, and they have said this, that Hamas are hiding out in various places where innocent people or civilians are. They arrested the surgical director of the hospital. That's a colleague of yours. Is there any reason given as to why that person was arrested?
No, Dr. Muhammad, he is stuck in Kamal Adwan Hospital. When they are entering Kamal Adwan Hospital, they took Dr. Muhammad. Dr. Muhammad is working with MSF Belgium also. He is working with international organizations, working with Al Awda Hospital. He is the head of our orthopedic surgery. And now we are stopping all the services of orthopedic, because Al Awda Hospital is the hospital that provides, only hospital to provide this service. And now there is no orthopedic service in the north.
Can I ask you then, the operation by Israel in the north has been condemned by our government and by various leaders across the world, but what do you want the European Union and the government in Ireland and others to do to help the situation you're in?
Actually, I want to thank the Irish people, because they are standing with Palestinian people. And also I want to thank our partner, Action Aid Ireland. And really, we want from the government, like your government, is it to pressure on the occupation forces to stop the genocide in the northern Gaza Strip and to stop the genocide in Gaza City. Actually, what has happened is really a criminal war. We are speaking about Hamas is hiding there and there, but actually everything is lying. Hamas, there is no Hamas. There is no Hamas in Al Awda Hospital. So everybody knows that we are independent, but they are bombing Al Awda Hospital many times. They are shooting in Al Awda Hospital. They are killed our staff. Seven of my staff are killed inside the hospital. They are killed them by snipers and by bombing. Many of them are injured. Actually, they killed who is Palestinian. They are not killed as they told that about Hamas or something like that.
Can I ask you finally? You've spoken about the need to ration food there for want of supplies. You yourself work really long days. When is the last time, can you tell me, you had three adequate meals in a day?
We are bringing food from the market, but there is no market now. No fresh food, nothing of vegetables. We don't have vegetables, fruits, meats, eggs. We only eat pieces of bread we used to prepare here.
You haven't had a proper three proper meals in a day in 3 months. Would that be right?
Only one meal. Only one, all everybody here is only one meal. Everybody is here only one meal. And after 5 or 6 days, we will not have. Only we will have a bread. We will not have something to eat like cans or za'atar or something like that. We will not have after 5 days.
Okay.
Now we will eating one meal. Now we are eating one meal, and after that we will eating only one bread only.
Dr. Mohamed Salah in Al Awda Hospital in northern Gaza. Thank you very much indeed for joining us in the programme.